I want you to just bow your head and say, Lord, I know I have ears. And now I know they hear. I have a mouth. And it does preach. It prophesies. And it does the work of the Lord. I have a heart that perceives what your Spirit is saying through me. To the church and to his people. Amen. I want to take you to the word of the Lord, and he brought me this morning to Ephesians. So I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 3. And this prayer is for the house of prayer. The house of prayer, T-H-E, for all nations. Mm-hmm. Okay? And before I take you there and go through some of the words, I want you to know that he brought me also to John chapter 11 this morning. And I don't want you to go there. I just want you to kind of reiterate, because you already know some of the answers. And you already know most of that scripture anyway. It's when Jesus shows up with Mary and Martha. And they're quite upset with him because he didn't show up on time. Anybody know what that means? Why weren't you here when my brother was sick? You could have stopped him from getting sick, etc., etc. You could have laid hands on him. He would have been healed, and I wouldn't have all this grief. Why do you think I screamed it out?
Because that's what we do.
That's exactly. Where in the world have you been, Lord, all this time? And, you know, are you really rejecting my request? I mean, you know, these girls knew his abilities. I think if they didn't know his abilities, they would not have been so disappointed. You know? And even when he does show up and he says to the girls, move the stone away, their response is, hey, my nose. So they're focused on what?
Comfort.
Don't take me up to that stone. I already been there this morning and it stinks, and I know why it stinks. It's like rotten potatoes, which I had this morning. Don't tell me I didn't remember the smell. I knew it was a potato, but there was two. Why did I know it so well?
Because you smelled it before.
Yeah, no kidding. I remember one time I went down into the bag, and it was a bag made out of paper, and I couldn't see, and I stuck my hand right in it, and I didn't like it, but the results were I didn't forget the smell. What am I saying to you? The smell of death, rotting flesh. Don't let anybody kid you. You're not going to forget. The smell of death, when you have an individual that's dying, you can smell it in the hallway before you enter the room. How many know what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about, put your hand up. Thank you. You can smell the presence of death. Do you, by any chance, think that these two girls did not smell that spirit when their brother was literally dying? Think about it. You really think it was the first funeral they went to? No. Once you have that awareness of what's in the room, your emotions want to go the other way, or you can fight. You can fight the good fight of faith. You can declare the word of God. You can declare the promises of God. And you can stand there and start changing the circumstances. My brother Chuck was in Bay State Intensive Care Unit. And everything was going wrong. And when I went in there, I didn't like what I saw. I didn't like what I felt. But the Lord said, anoint the extremities. So I anointed his feet and his hands and his head. And then my emotions were getting the best of me. And the Lord said, now get out of here now. And you say, well, why would God tell you to get out? Because he already told me I did what I was supposed to do, and his angels were going to do the rest of the job, and my faith had to be in what they could do and not what I did. The focus wasn't all about me. The focus was on him. And the next morning, I got a phone call from his wife. And she said, praise be to the Most High God. He's had the surgery, they found the problem, they got it fixed, and they didn't have to chop up his lungs, because what they had done is they had done a surgery, and when they did it, his lungs swelled to such a degree they couldn't put it back in the cavity.
They couldn't put the heart back in.
I mean, that's not exactly a pretty picture. Everything was swollen to such a degree that I'll tell you, he was not looking anything like what he was. He had been radically changed. I believe when the girls decided to move the stone away, you'd say, Jesus would say, oh, what a relief. But no, his focus is on Papa. I always know you answer my prayer, Lord. Verse 41. You hear me every time I open my mouth. Why does the Father hear his Son?
Because he loves him.
Because he loves him and they are one, yes. But they've spent time together. When one of my sons calls, I know which one. I can tell not by the phone number, but by the voice. I can tell which one is which when they are in the office area of my house and we're upstairs in the whatever room it is. And we know, we don't have to look at, my wife and I don't have to look at each other. We know which kid it is. Why is that?
We spend time together.
Relationship.
Huh?
Relationship.
Relationship. If there's a strange voice that comes out of my basement, I say, well, guess what? We don't know who that one is. Why?
No relationship.
When the fullness of Christ is in us, and when Papa gives us a word, it's going to come out of our mouth, and it's going to bless. Sometimes it's going to bless you, sometimes it's going to bless someone else. Ephesians 3:19. Ephesians 3:19. To know this love that surpasses knowledge, that I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Did you notice I changed the words? Knowledge, relationship. Relationship. to know this love that surpasses knowledge, and that I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Progression. More to come. This is St. Paul's prayer to the Ephesians. I believe it's also for the house of prayer. Go back to 14. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen me with power through his Spirit in my inner being, meaning my spirit man, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. Notice it's through faith. You have to declare it. You have to believe it. You have to receive it. Otherwise, it's somebody else's experience and you won't recognize the voice. And I pray that you be rooted and established in love. Rooted and established. Rooted and established in love. Not in criticalness, not in fault finding, not in legalism. When you love your neighbor more than you love yourself, you're going to focus on what went wrong with them and why they're stuck wherever they're at. It's not going to be if they would only come to the Lord so I'd have a few days of peace. Because every time I call them, they're so negative. When your compassionate heart is filled with love, unconditional love, you're going to be able to look at your neighbor, look at your family, look at those that don't know Jesus, and you'll love them where they're at in spite of them. Now that one hurts. Amen. You know why? Because we don't even realize how critical we are. If they would only get to know the Lord, then I would feel better about them and me. How many have ever felt that? Thank you. All of us have. See, I could put both hands up. You know why I can say it? Because I've done it. And God began to say, if my love was really flowing through you, you wouldn't be speaking those words. You'd be interceding so that I can break through. So is the fullness of my love flowing through you to them, Kim? Think about it. Is it really flowing through you to those that have a need? Or, oh well, if they weren't this, and if they weren't that, and if they were this, and they were that, then I would feel better about me. So the real process is what's about me. If I only had a few days of peace. I know I'm being dramatizing, but think about it. How much of our day is focused about trying to find a comfortable spot to walk or work in? Amen? Amen? I mean, we all do it. But today, God is trying to get through to us. I prayed out of his glorious, 16, out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen me with power through his Spirit in my inner being, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, rooted and established in criticalness, fault finding, no, established and rooted in love, may have power together with all the saints. Notice with all the saints. Why? Because the saints are lovers. To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love, have relationship with this love that surpasses all my head knowledge, all my criticalness, all my thought patterns. That I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Woo! That I may be, meaning he's not there yet. And boy, can I relate, because when I see some of the criticalness out of my mouth and the fault finding that comes out of it, I want to just say, oh Lord, why have you even tried to do something in me? Because how quickly I fall. How quickly I fail. But he gives me more and more
grace.
Look at your neighbor. Say, get filled today.
Get filled today.
With more and more grace.
More and more grace.
I'll be praying for you this week.
Because
I know you need it. But so do I.
So do I.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, seeing his ability working in seed form in each of us, because it comes in seed form. Got it? That seed needs to be nourished. Morning.
Hi.
Can we help you?
Prayers?
What are you looking for? The house of prayer?
Yeah, it was David Perel.
No, I'm not familiar with David Sorrell. Welcome. Go ahead. God bless you. Welcome to the house of prayer.
Thank you.
Under normal conditions, we start at 10, but you're more than welcome. Okay. Do you live in the area?
I live in Chicopee. I'm down in front of Canal Street.
I believe you're right at the right place at the right time, because last week we prayed for the Lord to bring the people that he wanted. So welcome.
Yes. Thank you.
You're quite all right. I just wanted to just kind of close this off to just remind you that when you read his word and it becomes your experience, you become that letter. You become that letter that's written for all to see. I read that this week and I was blessed. When you become the letter of Christ, the anointing of the Lord on you will release healing into your heart. And you'll be able to love those that aren't lovely. You'll be able to care for those that are dying, even if the smell of death is around. You'll be able to move the stone away and even survive until you get the grave clothes out of those that are dead. Because some are dead and they're still walking.
It's my Yancey husband.
You're going to have to just put it in a different place so that we don't get disturbed. Because it's pulling our focus.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. Don't be apologizing. You don't need to. That's how we learn. Amen? Mm-hmm. So, recognizing that our God is a loving Father and his love flows through all of us. And I want that love to flow through you this week. That's what my prayer is. That unconditional love that will pour out of you. So if you'll close your Bible, put it where it doesn't bother you right now. I want your hands to be free. Because I believe that the Holy Spirit is really saying, this letter is not just for the Ephesians. This letter is written to you and me. Amen?
Amen.
So if you'll lift your hands to him, say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
I want my heart
to be filled with love.
To everyone I meet.
Those that are broken.
Those that may be dead inside.
And
they don't know it.
Let me love them.
Let me pray for them.
As they come to life.
Because I remember.
There's a day I didn't know you.
But you found someone.
found someone
to love me.
To love me.
And through their love.
And through their love.
Which was Christ's love.
Which was Christ's love.
Set me free.
From rejecting myself.
Rejecting those that I didn't understand.
And
realizing.
That I could be
filled with love, which is the Christ in me,
which is the Christ in me,
the hope of glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise.
Don't stop loving the broken.
Don't stop loving the broken.
Through my words of compassion,
words of grace,
and words of favor.
In
Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Share some love with each other, and if I remember correctly, next Sunday is Fellowship Sunday.
The 14th.
So, be blessed. And we look.